Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Steelers were awful.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs were, they didn't belong in the same field with them.
I'm just reading Tomlin referred to his team as the junior varsity.
They were there yesterday.
I know. I love it.
Like, there was,
you know, I love him.
There was no point in that game. Like, you felt like the Steelers had the ability to come back and really make a dent in that game.
That game to me turned, and I was in the car listening at this point, so didn't actually see it, but they get the touchdown. I think it was a Wilson pass, and they get back in the game, and then, oh, it's wiped out for a penalty. Yep. Next play, interception, and then
I think it was the touchdown pass to Pickens. I believe, right?
Okay.
I think it was. There was a big play to him that got wiped out by a penalty.
Yeah, and it's not only wiped out by a penalty, but then again, next play, I think it was the next play or two plays later, he's picked off again on the plus side of the field. And to me, that was essentially goodnight, the lights right there.
Yeah, and it's the Steelers are a funny team because early on in the year, I kept picking against them because I just didn't think they were a bad team, but I didn't think they were a great team.
Yeah.
And they kept making me look stupid. They kept winning. I kept picking against them. They kept winning. And then I finally, the last couple of weeks, I said, you know what? I love Mike Tomlin. Whatever he's doing with the talent he has, it's working.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking the Steelers. In the last couple of weeks, they've been brutal. And yesterday was just, you know, Ian had one really good line. Ian and Noah had, so Ian did the Steeler game. Noah did the Texans game. Ian's line was on a pass play to Pickens down the left sideline. He dropped that in down the chimney chute, which I thought was pretty good. And then Noah had one on the Lamar Jackson run for a touchdown. It's a Lamari Christmas or something like that.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
A little play on words from both.
And then that game was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like start to finish, horrendous.
I honestly thought that the Texans might catch the Ravens sleeping a little bit. Especially when he was talking about Beyonce during the week. Not that you want to make too big a deal out of that, but, you know, a couple days after having played, Christmas Day, going on the road. I mean, I know the Chiefs did the same thing. But, yeah, that was not the case. I mean, the Texans, I think it's just offensively, they cannot overcome the amount of injuries they've had to deal with now. And the Ravens are, I mean, look, this is, I don't want this to come across as a slight. I mean, I said it the other day. I respect Lamar Jackson. He's a great watch. They have been a regular season machine since he's come into the league. I just have a hard time believing until I see it happen that he is going to get to the top of the mountain come playoff time. And last year was the perfect example of that. And it's not a I told you so. I just never thought that the Chiefs were going to go in there and lose that game. And now this year, say what you want about Kansas City. The record is misleading because of all the close games they should have lost. I mean, outside of Josh Allen and the Bills, who's going in there and who's going to go in there and win at Arrowhead?
You're 15-1. You're 15-1.
Yeah.
You know.
And again, it's the year. Look at Mahomes. You pull up his stats for the year and you're just kind of like, huh?
But
yesterday was one of those games where like, okay, that's what we're used to seeing from Patrick Mahomes.
They have been the opposite of the Jets from the standpoint of close games. They figure it out.
They know what they're doing. Yeah,
the Jets are in close games, and they have no idea how to finish, which is bizarre. So you look at the AFC with yesterday. I find it hard to believe. Tell me I'm wrong, but this is a three-team race. It is going to be the Bills, it's going to be the Ravens, or it's going to be the Chiefs. And I don't know. I know what you're saying about the Chiefs. I'm telling you, if this isn't the Bills' year, they're never going to have
one. And look, he came close once before on that field in heartbreaking fashion. And when I say he, and not to discount the rest of the team, obviously,
I get you.
But yeah, I mean, payback will be on his mind, I'm sure. And they're the only team that tripped him up this year. Obviously, that was in Orchard Park. So
the Bengals.
That is a team, and I said it yesterday to some family. Like, if they found their way in, that's the classic example of it. And I know the defense stinks. But no one wants, if they get in, no one's going to want any part of facing Joe Burrow in that
offense. No, and they get Saturday, they get Denver. So they can have a part in that, and then all of a sudden you would have an opportunity if you win week 18 and Denver loses, they could potentially find their way in.
I think everyone needs to prepare themselves for the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl again. And I'm not, you know, I'm not breaking any news with that. But like we've gotten to the point now where I think people act like they pick against them just because they've had enough. They don't actually believe that they're not good enough. Like they're looking for reasons to, you know what I mean? Like they're almost trying to convince themselves like, no, not this year.
I agree.
It happened
with
last year for sure because they had a down regular season.
But even, and I know you can't separate the two because Patrick Mahomes is the face of this franchise. But even like you just said, when you look at the teams on the surface, they don't look the part of a 15. I know they are, and I'll be the first one to give them all the respect in the world. If you asked me right now who's coming out of the AFC, I would take the Bills because I think they're the better football team.
Okay. I when push comes to shove, and they very well might be, and again, they've come really close before, I just, late in games, the Andy Reid-Mahomes combination, Sean McDermott has had some very questionable decisions and end of game situations in his time as the Bills head coach. Josh Allen also, as great as he is, I think can be prone to the turnover in a big spot more than Mahomes can be. So look, I believe that if that ultimately comes to be and those two face each other, the Bills would almost have to go in there and play as close to a perfect game as possible to win it.
Now, can you make a case for anybody other than those three teams? And I'm not going to put the Bengals in the mix yet because there's still a lot that has to happen for them to actually make the playoffs. So let's keep them out of it for a second. Can you make the case for anybody else in the AFC?
No.
I mean, the only other team I would think I would give a sniff to would be the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Honestly, again, I don't want it to come across as disrespect. I need to see it before I believe. I think it's a two-team race. I really do.
So you don't even put the Ravens on par with
look,
the
look, they're going to be
Chiefs.
In there, obviously, and we've got to see how the seeds shake out, who's got to go where, so on and so forth. But
well, we know it goes through Kansas City.
Well yes.
That
but
we know.
Beyond that, like I don't know yet if we're certain that it would be Bills Chiefs in the AFC title game, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, could that potentially be a divisional round matchup rather than the title game,
depending upon the way they finish out? Well, I mean,
what can't be flicks? We know for sure.
I think the Bills can only drop to 3. Was what I saw.
Okay,
because I think the Texans are locked into 4.
Okay, so we're talking Chiefs Bills AFC title game, assuming things go according to plan in the divisional round.
Correct. I don't think the Bills can't fall to 3.
Sign me up for that.
The Bills have got to be locked in at 2. No,
what are you saying?
They have to lose their last 2 games to drop into a tie with the Ravens for that to happen. So that to me is, I would think, a little bit of a long shot, but I get your point.
Especially
I would assume the Bills,
the Jets this week.
I would assume exactly at home. I would assume the Bills at 2. That would be the path of an AFC Championship game.
Well,
if it all holds true.
If they're the two,
they're going to be the 2.
Yeah.
You think they're losing to the Jets? Sunday?
No. I know. I just wanted to make sure there was no scenario. I hadn't looked at it where they would essentially, in order for them to not meet in the divisional round, they would have had to fall.
They got to fall to 3. If they're at 2, not meeting in the divisional round.
Doesn't matter.
No, before.
No, 2 or 3, they can't meet in the division.
Yeah,
it'll be conference championship game.
Have to be 4. Yeah, which is not happening. So, yeah. We're talking. Yes.
And lastly, what do you... I know you didn't get to see a lot of the game. You heard it. But the CJ Stroud Texans, I mean, for a team that was flying so high last year, mm-hmm. and they have been up and down this year like crazy... They just don't look very... yesterday, they look like... the same way I said the Steelers didn't look like they belonged on the field, they look like they had no idea what they were doing. They had no chance to stop the Ravens. And, yeah, you can make a case for the injuries, for sure, for the Texans. But there were throws yesterday where he had receivers open and missed them by 5 yards.
Yeah, well, I think that's sort of the compounding effect of some of the other stuff that's gone on, right? So from the injuries to his receiving core... he got sacked a number of times yesterday, so offensive line play, and I think it's a season that hasn't gone well for a young quarterback. Obviously, teams had the whole offseason to kind of go to school on. I think they caught people by surprise last year. We'd all agree on that. And we've seen the second year, you know,
the swoon
franchise quarterback high pick, where it's a little bit of a step back. They were a great story last year. I would say what you're seeing with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders right now is sort of the comparable to what the Texans were a year mm-hmm. ago. And so maybe the same thing happens to Jaden Daniels next year. But I think that obviously there's still lots of upside with Stroud. And when his offensive weapon group is at full strength, which they haven't been for much of the season and not going to be because the Tank Dell injury, I mean, that's something that I would think would impact them into next year.
Certainly. Yeah, might be
and
the
Steph Diggs
year.
As well. So, I mean, they're going to have to address that and maybe think about some other options in the offseason. But, I mean, yes, definitely a big step back for them this year, but still believe in the long run that tandem of Stroud and DeMeco Ryans as the head coach, still pretty solid there in Houston.
I did not get to see a lot of the Texans last year other than the highlights for the most part, and I know how well Stroud played. Haven't seen a lot of them this year just because they don't come across with the Giants or Jets very often, obviously. But watching Jaden Daniels as much as I have this year, and I've seen him a bunch, he doesn't, and I know it's easier said than done right now to say this, he doesn't seem to be the type that's going to fall off next. Like, he looks like each week he's getting better and better.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, health. I mean, he was banged up middle of the year. He's not an overly imposing guy from a physical
Understood.
Standpoint. He's got nice height, but he's, I would say, on the thinner side. So, you know, that's always a possibility. I just pulled up Stroud's numbers. Completion percentage is essentially the same. Yeah, he's played because he missed a couple games last year. I'd forgotten about that. Concussion, maybe. I think it was a concussion. Touchdowns is going to be about the same. It's the turnovers. He's been more turnover prone this year.
Right, and you turn the ball over in the NFL, you cannot win, as we know. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got Pat Boyle for you.